Mike Adams.
Well, what happened to the search for the cure? What happened to raising all the money for pink ribbons, Susan Komen? People, it's all BS.
The Health Ranger Report.
They don't want a cure. They don't want to even prevent it. They want more people to have cancer because that's how they make money.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I want to take a time out here and offer prayers to all those who have been struck by these various hurricanes that we've had recently. All the Texans who were harmed by Hurricane Harvey and all the Floridians hurt by Hurricane Irma. And the Puerto Ricans who have been caught in Hurricane Maria. And who knows what else is coming. I just want to say to everybody from the Health Ranger and from Natural News that we offer you our blessings and our prayers, and we hope that you make it through. We hope that you recover. We hope that you don't suffer loss of life or loss of property damage. And thankfully, there was a lot less property damage in Florida than was forecast. That's very fortunate. The number of people killed in Florida was relatively small. The property damage in Houston was catastrophic, and we did what we could with the help of Natural News readers. You know, we raised $63,000 in donations through the Health Ranger store. And we, you know, what was it, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, we donated that money out to the food banks in, LaGrange Food Bank. There was a food bank in Corpus Christi, and then a food bank in Galveston that we gave to, and plus a couple other groups as well, including the, I think it's called the Sean Ashley House in Houston, which is a home for children who suffer physical and mental handicaps, as well as extreme or severe cases of autism. So we gave them, I think we gave them $2,500. They had a lot of storm damage, and they could not evacuate. So they rode out the storm with all those children who are very challenging to, you know, to take care of, even without a storm. You know, you can imagine having a house of you know, very hypersensitive, autism spectrum disorder children going through a hurricane, you know, with water pouring through your roof. That's a very difficult situation. So we were happy to help them out with a little donation there of $2,500. Anyway, the point is, you know, we don't have enough money to donate to everybody. We haven't made donations to groups in Florida, nor Puerto Rico or other affected areas. And you know, we don't have the ability to fund everybody, but we can send prayers to everybody, and we can wish everybody well. We can hope for the most positive outcomes possible, and we can also teach preparedness, which is the other main point of this podcast, to say to all of you who have not been impacted by this, no matter where you live in the world, you should know that those of us who went through Hurricane Harvey, myself included, those of us who were prepared, we did relatively well because we didn't panic. We didn't have to run to the store to get food. You know, we didn't run out of fuel. I had a backup generator with a tractor. It's called a tractor PTO generator or power takeoff generator. It's a generator that connects to your tractor, and the tractor, the rotary, basically the transmission of the tractor drives the generator and generates power that way. So I had that running, so we had electricity, but a lot of people were without electricity for many days, depending on the area, well, weeks for some of them. So preparedness really is the key. And, you know, it's one thing to help those who were hurt by the hurricane, and that's important, and that's the right thing to do. But it's also, in another way, just as important to help people prepare before the storms come. You know, for every person that you help prepare, including yourself, that's one less person that panics. So preparedness is the opposite of panicking, really, if you think about it. And the fewer people panic in a storm, then the lower the burden is on rescue operations and government operations and FEMA and, you know, Red Cross or whoever. The more people who are prepared, the less burden you're placing on all of those emergency responders. And they're overburdened in a huge way. So that's a very important benefit to all of this. to think about what can you do to reduce the burden on emergency responders. And you know, it's worth giving a shout out also to those emergency responders, whether they be EMTs, firefighters, law enforcement, you know, LEOs, ambulance drivers. You know, it takes all kinds of people to run a rescue operation. I mean, the helicopter pilots of the U.S. Coast Guard, you know, the sheriff's deputies who are out there in boats in Houston, you know, rescuing people. It's a long list of people who are running these rescue operations. And those people, you know, they train hard. A lot of them don't get paid very much, especially if you're a cop or if you're a sheriff's deputy. Your salary is not very good, frankly. And you put your life at risk every day, and yet they were out there helping to save people. And that deserves a tremendous amount of recognition. So I just want to say that on the record. We appreciate your effort, your determination, and your courage. And also, you know, one last thing on all this. Hardship, in a way, it's a kind of natural selection event. It breeds a culture of courage and self-determination and self-reliance. And I've said this before, that cultures that live in easy climates, kind of lazy climates, let's say the California coast, you know, there's a reason why California has become a central hub for what are commonly being called snowflakes or crybullies, people who are weak-minded, people who have no tolerance for any thoughts, ideas, or words that they don't already agree with. It's a very fragile psychology. And that is a natural extension of easy climate, easy weather, lack of natural disasters. And I know you probably haven't heard this before, and it's absolutely not politically correct to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway because it's true and it's important to know. When you have Texans, you take Texans, they've been through some hard times, man. Texans have gone through droughts, and they've gone through floods, and they've gone through wars. You know, Texans, I mean, you look at the history of Texas and Gonzales, Texas, and Come and Take It, and the Long March, barefoot Texans running from the Mexican army, crossing rivers without boats. I mean, the heritage of Texas is a heritage of tough, tough people. And there's something to be said for that. It creates generations of people who can make it through difficult times. And that's why I get along in Texas just great. Texas is like a home to me, even though I'm not from Texas. But I've lived in Texas, and I found that Texas expresses my spirit, my soul, and I'm a Texan at heart. And as they say here, I got here as fast as I could. The thing is, we're all self-determined, courageous. You know, we're whistleblowers, we're truth tellers, we're independent investigative journalists. We are riflemen. We are self-defense experts. We are compassionate people. We donate money. We raise money. We help others in need. We're neighborly. You know, we're compassionate, but we also own firearms, and we can defend ourselves, and we can defend our state or our nation if it comes to that. You know, it's this combination that makes Texas so very, very special. And it's these storms that come in and that challenge your people, but ultimately make them stronger. It's almost like working out at the gym, in a sense. It's like they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. There's actually some truth to that when it comes to these kinds of natural disasters and the culture of states like Texas. So we don't wish disasters upon us, but there is a silver lining to those disasters that I've just described. Again, we don't wish it on anybody, but it does teach us something about resilience and determination. And that's why Texans are very strong-spirited people. And I'm not saying that people aren't strong-spirited in other states. There's a wonderful spirit of strength in places like Wyoming. Again, though, because of the very, very harsh winter climate. Places like Idaho, look at the rough terrain. Look at the harsh climate there. You know, Arizona has a similar spirit in many ways for different reasons. You know, there are many places that have this attitude. Not just Texas, but it's more of an American attitude, I think. Real classic Americanism you know, patriotism and courage and determination. I'm proud to be an American, proud to be a Texan, and I want other Texans and other Americans to make it through all of this with the least loss of life and the least loss of property possible. So my prayers go out to you all. Have courage. Have determination. You can make it through anything. I'm with you. I'm working on it too. I'm going through these things too, just like you are. I don't have an easy day. There's no day in my life that's an easy day. Doesn't happen. Every day is hard and tough for me too, but we keep moving forward together. So I thank you for all your support. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com, and just know that I'm with you and I'm working as you are to make it through and overcome all these obstacles. So together we can survive almost anything. Thanks and take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.